Grab your Bible, turn tonight to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter number 3. We'll begin reading this evening, if God will be our help, on verse 13. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13. The Bible says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace." Now watch this, verse 18 says, "She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her." As we look at this and we see in the writer of Proverbs, Solomon, he's writing this stuff and he's trying to make us aware of all the things that go about in life. And as we know it, I want to say things don't change that much. Technology changes a whole lot around us. But I want to say, man, in the way that we are, don't change a whole lot, does it? Amen? We just see day after day, and we do things sometimes repetitively. Sometimes we get up and, you know, we stagger in and we shave our face and brush our teeth and comb our hair, stagger into our clothes, go down to the workplace, go wherever we need to go that day. Amen. We'll do what we need to do, and the next day we'll start all over again. Amen. That's just the way it is. But as we see this, we see that he's speaking of he speaks about happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Amen. And the man that getteth understanding. Where do you get wisdom and understanding from? Now you can go to school and you can go to college and you can spend a lot of time in books of study. But I want to say, if you ever want to be smart, praise God, you'll just get a hold of God. Amen. If we'll just look unto Him, the author and finisher of our faith, the one that'll help us, praise God, that'll bring us along day by day, that'll put us in a place that He'd have us to be, and He'd help us to grow there, amen, for His glory. He'll plant us, praise God, in that fertile soil of His Word, and He'll minister to us, and He'll minister through us, and He'll give us that day by day. He'll give you that day by day. That'll encourage your heart. That'll grow you into something that's the most spectacular thing that you could be. Amen. It's that wisdom. And we're happy when we find the wisdom of the Lord. You know what happens when we find the wisdom of the Lord? When we begin a man that getteth understanding, we'll understand, praise God, that God's right and we're wrong. We'll understand that God's correct in all He does. God's wise in all He says. And if we'll just take what He says and let it minister to our heart, He'll make us wise beyond our years. He'll give us strength. We're trying to grow people up today in the colleges and the universities. And I tell you what we forgot is to give them God down at the church house. I want to say glory be to God. The best thing we could give our children is a good dose of salvation and the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. He says that the man that findeth wisdom and getteth understanding. He said, for the merchandise of it. I like that of it. Of it what? The wisdom and understanding. The merchandise of wisdom and understanding, praise God, it can't be bought. There's no price that you could put on the knowledge and wisdom of Lord Jesus Christ, because He'll take you further than you ever thought you could go. And He'll keep you, praise God, in a way that'll be satisfying to your soul. Amen. I'd rather have that than anything I know. Have my soul satisfied, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I'd rather have that than riches untold. Amen. I'd rather have peace in my heart, knowing I'm a child of the King, than have a mansion on a hill. Amen. A mansion on a hill from the time you get it, starts to decay. I was talking to a fellow today. He said, "Well, preacher, if I just had me a brand new house, then I'd be set for life." I said, "If you don't take care of that brand new house, it'll fall down around you." Amen. If you don't take care of it, you get you a brand new automobile. If you don't do maintenance on it, it'll fall out under you in just a little while. Amen. But praise God, I'm glad when we find it, the most important thing we got, Lord God Almighty, and we stay with Him, and He won't decay, He won't rot, and He won't go away. Amen. I'm glad it's something that's sure, praise God, steadfast, unmoved, praise God, something we can build upon, something we can know today. Amen. A lot of our people, a lot of our young folks is running around all over this country trying to find something else. Amen. Or trying to find something else, something a little bit better than what mom and daddy had. They're finding, trying to find something a little bit better than what mama and papa had. They're trying to find something else that's other than down at the house of God. And they're looking all over this country for it. That's why there's a bunch out here that's lost their mind, praise God. They're trying to go off the deep end, amen. And they almost have. Trying to find a different way, a better way. I want to say, bless God, there ain't no better way than the gospel way. There ain't no better way than the Jesus way, praise God. And when we find the wisdom and understanding of God Almighty, He'll move our hearts, and He'll move our souls, and He'll bring us to places, glory be to God, and He'll set us up again. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I'm afraid we're in for a fall when we forget to remember God. Amen. But he says, but for the merchandise of it, the wisdom and understanding. He says, better than merchandise of silver and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Amen. What do you desire tonight from the Lord? What do we desire? What do we want from God? Let me answer that for you. Most people today don't want nothing from God. Hello? Oh, me? Most people today do not want nothing from God. They want to press on. They want to do real good, praise God. But they want God to just stay out of the way. Amen? And if we ain't careful, He'll grant our wish. He'll just step aside and let you go. Amen? But praise God, I'm glad, praise God, today's something that's more precious than anything that we could have here. Amen. He said the length of days is in her right hand. Amen. You know, the Bible says that those are wise, those that love mom and daddy, love God, love mom and daddy, praise God, your days will be extended on earth. Amen. Amen. We got people today that's raising up, praise God. Mom and daddy get older. They can't take care of themselves. They get to where they need a little bit of help. You know what Junior does? Praise God, he'll take her over at nursing home. He'll set her out over there somewhere, and he'll forget mama. Amen. They do the same thing with daddy. After daddy's helped them and carried them and bought them and give them and put them in a car and give them a life and give them an education. And they'll take daddy and mama, they'll put them over at a nursing home and forget about them. Mom and daddy save and work and have, amen, so they can leave them an inheritance. Amen. Leave them inheritance. I had a boy went to school with me. His mom and daddy left him over $1 million inheritance. Over $1 million. And he went through it like water. Just poured it out, praise God. You know why? Because he didn't care nothing about what mom and daddy had worked for all their lives. Amen. All he thought about is what he could get right now. It's satisfying the peace in the flesh of this body. Flesh of this world. Amen. But praise God, I want to say there's something that's far better than that. Amen. And it's that life we have, praise God, by doing that that's right. Glory to God. Amen. There is a way that's right. Amen. We ought to love our mamas and daddies. We ought to take care of our faces. You preacher, why are you going? I don't know why I'm going here tonight. Maybe somebody needs to buck up and take care of mama. Amen. Amen. Maybe somebody needs to step up and take care of daddy. I don't know. But praise God, we ought to step out on faith, praise God. Realize they brought us to where we are, and we need to help to get them where they need to be. Amen. Keep them comfortable, praise God. Help them along the way. Now, I know there's some that's ornery and hateful. You can't hardly help them. They don't want it. They don't want to be upholded to you. They don't want to hold you back. But praise God, that don't mean we can't still love them. Amen. Amen. Love on them and help them and cherish them, praise God, because one day they'll be gone. Yeah. I was thinking on that today, praise God. We take a whole lot for granted, don't we? Yeah. We'll get up every day, we'll go to the workplace, and we'll come by mom and daddy's house, and we'll just zip on by, praise God, go to our house and jump out, praise God, go about our business, and we think, well, I'll stop by and see mama tomorrow. Amen. We'll say, listen, we may not have tomorrow. Amen. She may be gone. You may be gone tomorrow. Amen. God puts you on your heart. Praise God. We ought to stop and have a little fellowship. Amen. Boy, I thank God for good fellowship, don't you? Said we're starting a while ago, getting started a little bit late. Praise God. Brother Rex said, that's all right. It's just good fellowship. Amen. I tell you, I like fellowshipping with God's people. Amen. Glory be God. They ain't nothing like it. And when we do it for the right reason, we do it in the right attitude, praise God, there's nothing better than good fellowship. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bless His holy name. He said, her left hand are riches and honor. Amen. Where do we get all this? Where do we get? How do we gain all this? Through wisdom and understanding of who? What, the world? No, God. Amen. When we start understanding how good God is, how big God is, yeah. We start getting, we start reaping the benefits from the throne of grace. He starts pouring them out of purpose. Amen. You get under the spout where the glory comes out, and you just shout His praises and give Him glory all the day long. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, all day long, preacher. Yeah, you start early, praise God. Amen. You want to get blessed from God, just start praising Him early. Amen. You say, well, preacher, I can't start praising God early because I don't know what He's going to do. Amen. That's all right, praise God. He's going to do whatever He needs to do. Amen. We ought to just go ahead and praise Him for what He might do. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said, because we get caught up in all, He said, her ways are ways of pleasantness, and her paths are peace. Amen. He said, God's bringing us into something that's a whole lot bigger than us. Amen. He said, it brings us to place in our life, praise God, that we've never been before. I'm afraid there's some children of God out in our fundamental independent Bible believing churches that need to be brought to a place that we've never been before. Amen. I'm talking about a closeness and a relationship that we've never had. But boy, I hope to God we desire it. I hope it's in our heart to desire and want that relationship from the throne of grace. That power that comes from on high to you and I had to manifest itself to us and pick us up, praise God, and take us into those lofty places, into the presence of God. Amen. I don't know about you. I don't want to sit on the backside looking. I don't want to sit on, I've never been one like to sit on the sidelines. Amen. When I was a little bitty boy in termite football, you know them little first and second graders? Now I was so little, they didn't have a uniform that would fit me. My mama had to go to Sears and Roebuck and buy me one of them little toy uniforms. Amen. So I'd have a uniform so I could play football. I liked it. Amen. I was about this big, and they was about this big, but praise God, it was all right. My coach put me up there. Praise God, he was trying to teach those linemen to hit. He said, come on, said hit. Give it all you got. And boy, they was doing all they could do. He called me up there and said, come here, Jeff. He put me up there and he said, here. He said, you get ready. He said, when you hit them hard as you can. They said, hut, and they snapped that ball. Said, I come out there. And that old big boy just rolled right over me. I looked up. I was on my back looking up. Amen. But praise God, I hit him hard as I could. Glory to God. He said, that's the way you're supposed to do. Amen. Give it all you got, glory to God, for the glory of God. Amen. Do all we do, praise God, as though we're doing it for the Lord. Bless His holy name. Because there's some good things that God's got. And we ought to just give all we got while we got it, praise God. I don't know if I'll have breath tomorrow, but praise God, I got it today. Don't know if I'll get out of bed in the morning, but praise God, I got out today. Praise the Lord, I've had me a time all day long, me and my Lord. But He says all these things God's give us to those that are seeking His wisdom and His understanding. Amen. Praise God, He said He wants you to know Him in an understanding way because He is God. And then He says in verse 18, this is where I want to go. In verse 18, the Bible says this, she is. Now, he's talking about that wisdom and understanding, that stuff, that help that we get from God. Amen. Said, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her. Amen. Praise God. I want to preach tonight for just a few minutes on that tree of life, glory to God. That we get a hold of, praise God, and it gets a hold of us, praise the Lord. I like something that holds me back. Amen. I get my wife, she come in, and I grab her up and give her a big old hug. Say, hey honey, I love you. And that'd be all right. Do it a lot of times. Amen. But boy, it's even nicer when I say, honey, I love you. Praise God. And well, she hugs them arms and she says, I love you too. Amen. Praise God. I said, how is your day? She says, all right. Amen. Glory be to God. He said, that's that tree of life. When we get a hold of it and it gets a hold of us, it makes a difference. Amen. I don't know about you. I got a hold of something that's got a hold of me. Praise God. I tell you what, in the last month and a half, I've been about beside myself. Amen. God just been blessing me to running over. I get the can't help it and can't help it. Amen. Amen. And I don't really care. Amen. But I tell you, I love God Almighty. I love what He's doing. I love what I'm seeing. I'm loving Him touching you. I'm loving Him dragging us together. I'm loving Him getting us ready for something big. Amen. You say, preacher, you keep saying that. What are you expecting? I'm expecting Him. Amen. You may repent. What? I'm expecting Him. Amen. That's all you got to do is expect Him, praise God, because He's too big. Amen. Not to expect something big from Him. When He shows up, praise God, He moves on the scene. And He said, she has a tree of life. That tree that brings life. That tree that is life, praise God. That wisdom and unction. And He said, to them that lay hold upon her. Amen. If we want life today, praise God, God says all we got to do is reach out and get a hold of it. Amen. This blessed life we have, life is in the book. Amen. The life is in the book. And if we want the life, praise God, we just reach out and get a hold of the life, and the life will get a hold of us, praise God, and things will get better. Amen. He said, well, preacher, what about the hard times? Oh, we'll have hard times. We'll have struggles, praise God, but we'll come through them. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. You know what's amazing about that shadow of death, Brother Rex? Praise God, we go through it. Amen. Amen. If I come through that back door back there, praise God, and I march through this church and I go out that front door, amen, I went through the church. Amen. I didn't stop and get caught up in it. He said, that valley of death ain't for you. That valley of death ain't for me. Praise God. That valley we have is a valley of rejoicing. Amen. You say, well, preacher, them dark valleys seem awful hard. Yeah, but glory be to God, when you get on the other side, you can shout her out. Amen. Glory be. That's why He said, praise God, He said, tree of life is them that lay hold on her. It's that victory on the other side, praise God. Amen. Amen. When the devil in the world saying, why? Glory to God, you looking between beak and bill, a big smile and say, why not? Amen. Praise God. They say, do you think you can? I say, why not? Amen. Because God Almighty's real. Praise the Lord. That she is a tree of life, them that lay hold upon her. To them that lay hold upon her. And happy is every one that retaineth her. Amen. Happy is every one that retaineth her. Now I got to thinking about this. If you own, most people that own any size company at all, they've got a lawyer that they have that they know that's a pretty good dude. I mean, he can take care of things for them. Amen. When he's needed. And you know what they do? They take that rascal and they put him on a retainer. All big companies, amen, Brother Lynn, have got a lawyer on retainer. Amen. In other words, maybe once a month you slip him a little money and it just keeps his attention on you. And that way if you need him, praise God, he's there to look in upon you. He's there to see your need and he's there to take care of what you can't take care of. Amen. He said that tree of life, praise God. He said that's that pleasant thing and those that'll get a hold of it and those that'll retain it. Amen. Amen. Just go ahead and pay in advance, praise God. And when it's needed, glory be to God, there's somebody that's watching over you and watching over me, praise God, that's going to have our back.
Amen.
Amen. I already got plans for you. I already got plans for me. Amen. To take care of any situation that we have. Amen. God, I'm on retainer. Say, hey, preacher, how would anybody know how to do that? Because of understanding, wisdom and understanding. Amen. When you got wisdom and understanding, you realize how corrupt the world is. Amen. That's why businesses, amen, that's why they get lawyers on retainers, because they realize not how corrupt they are. I hope our business ain't corrupt, but there's a lot of corrupt people in the world. Amen. But I want to say it's just like our adversary, the devil. He's out to seek and destroy and decay and descend and decay everything that we touch. But glory be to God, I'm glad there's one that's there that's on retainer. Glory be to God that we know that's there to help us. Amen. He's there to make a difference when we need Him. Amen. I don't know about you. He's never let me down. What I know about Him, Brother Don. Amen. What I know about my Lord and wisdom and understand what I know about Him through this book. He's never failed me one time. He's been there every time I've ever needed Him. Amen. Why? Because He's that tree of life. That life that flows through Him, praise God. That flows into me, flows through me, praise God. And gives me life and gives me liberty and gives me hope. Praise God. Comes through that life, that tree of life. Amen. That comes from the wisdom of knowing God. We see this tree, praise God, it's the most spectacular thing there was. That tree was in the garden. Amen. Amen. That tree of life. It was there in the garden. And God told him, He said, lest you take and eat of the tree of life and live forever. He said, I got it. He said, you've got to go. And He took our forefathers, Adam and Eve, and He kicked them out of the garden. Amen. He said, you've got to go in case you, because if you've already been disobedient in one thing, you might be disobedient in another. He said, so you've got to go. Amen. So they went out of the garden to make their living by the sweat of their brow. Amen. Calluses on their hands. Had it made. If they would just took wisdom and understanding. Amen. Just stayed with God. But they chose to go a different way. But praise God, that tree of life, amen, glory to God, it's still alive today. That tree of life is still just as vibrant as it's ever been. Amen. In Revelation chapter 22, the Bible tells us of this magnificent experience. Amen. We see God Almighty in Revelation chapter 22. And John the Revelator, he's talking about what God showed him. Amen. In Revelation chapter 22 and verse 1, John the Revelator, he said, and He showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and of the Lamb. Amen. Now John the Revelator's over there in Isle Patmos by himself. Amen. And God begins to reveal things to him. He begins to show him this pure river of water. Amen. That water of life. Let me tell you today, you realize that you cannot make it without water. We have to have water in order to live. Now, we can go without food for a long, long time. Amen? Some of us longer than others. Because your body can live on a fat store. Amen? But you can't go without water too long. You get dehydrated, your kidneys shut down, and you die. Amen? But God Almighty says in His Word, He said over here in this, in Revelation 22, He said, John said, He showed me a pure river of water of life. He said it wasn't just water. He said it was life-giving water. Amen. Amen. I'm glad we got a God today that gives us life-giving water. Brother Lynn, ain't nothing better than going up on the top of one of these mountains, finding you a cool spring of flowing out of a rock. Amen. Nate reaching down there and scooping you out of place now, giving that just a second to clear out and sticking your face down in there and lapping up like a dog. Amen. If you ain't ever done that, bless God, you're missing an experience. Hey, it's nothing like that cool, clear water flowing out of the rock, praise God. And I want to say tonight, hey, it's nothing like the water of the life that flows out of the Lord Jesus Christ and flows down to you and me. Amen. That living water that flows and flows and flows and nothing can stanch the flow. Amen. It's flowing. And He said it's clear, crystal clear. Amen. That means it's pure water. That means it's healthy water, wholesome water. it amazes me. I never thought I'd go to the store and buy water. Bottled water. If you'd have told me that when I was a kid, I'd said, you're an idiot. Why would anybody go to the store and buy water? We got springs, praise God. It's a whole lot better than anything you can buy at the store. It's manufactured. And now you know what they do? They take it and they purify it. And then they add narcotics into it. Amen. Might as well be there all these other things they put into it. And they say it makes it taste better. And then you take a big drink of it and you go, and it tastes just like iron or lead or arsenic or something. Amen. But he said, praise God, there's water, a living water. It's flowing from that crystal river, praise God. He said, proceed now to the throne of God and of the Lamb. Amen. I won't say there's living water that's flowing from God Almighty. Amen. There's living water that's flowing out from Him, praise God, and flows and flows and flows and continues to flow. Praise God. Amen. But I want you to notice this. In verse 2, it said, in the midst of the street of it, and on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month, and the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. Amen. So here we have this tree of life. And he said, this tree of life in the midst of the streets on either side of the river was there the tree of life. You know what that tells me? It says, the tree of life. Well, I was sitting there the other day and I read that and I read it again. I said, wait a minute. That tells me, you know what happened? That water comes out of the throne of grace and it splits. And it goes around that tree of life, praise God. Living water, praise God. It'll flow around and give life. That tree of life, praise God, is alive because of the flow of water. Amen. That living water is a flowing around. I done said, told you, we got to have water to live. We got to have it to live. Plants have to have it to live. Animals have to have it to live. Without water, we die. But he said, praise God, there it is in the midst. He said, and water's flowing, praise God, and there's that tree that's a living. That life-giving tree, praise God, which bears 12 manners of fruits. He said, that life-giving tree, praise God, that tree's there in the midst. Amen. That gives life. He said, the tree of life. Praise God. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And he said, there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it. Amen. And his servants shall serve him. Can you imagine this? There's that water flowing. There's that tree of life with 12 manner of fruit, praise God, for the healing of the nations. It don't matter, praise God, what you need. Amen. Donald Trump can't fix it. Our Congress can't fix it. Our Senate can't fix it. Amen. But praise God, there's a tree of life that's flowing, that's growing around that. There's water flowing. There's a tree of life that's growing. That's able to fix all the nations to bring us together in one mind, one accord, in peace and harmony and love together. Amen. There's only one thing that can do that is that tree of life. Praise God. That tree that is life. Lord God, the tree which is the Lord Jesus Christ Himself. That tree, praise God, that gives life to everything that'll seek it. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said they'll give life. And He said there'll be no more curse. Amen. What happens when the curse is taken away? Amen. There'll be peace and harmony. Amen. It'll be when the wolf can lay down with the lamb. Amen. When a little kid can play on a crocodile's den, praise God, and have no harm come to him. Amen. It'll go back the way it used to be, the way it was designed to be, when there was peace and harmony and unity in the world. Amen. You say, preacher, you're a preaching a fairy tale. No, praise God, I'm preaching you the Word of God. Amen. When the Prince of Peace shall come. Amen. And we gather around that tree of life, praise God. You say, what do we see? We'll see His face. He said, and they shall see His face. Amen. Glory be to God. Can you imagine? Can you imagine when we see His face? Amen. The one that saved us by His grace. Amen. When we take Him by the hand, Glory be to God. And He reads us, He leads us up out of there. Praise God, the victory. It makes you want to sing. Glory to God. That old song in Fanny Crosby Road. Amen. That glorious glory to the Lord. Amen. About my Savior. Praise God. My Savior first of all. Amen. Is the one I want to see. Praise the Lord. Oh, praise God. They said she was blind, but praise God, she could see better than anybody in this country. Page 320, if you so read back in. Amen. Fanny Crosby wrote this song. And I can remember we used to sing this all the time when it was at the old Oak Grove Church. We used to sing it. We used to sing it out, praise God, for the glory of God. Amen. And I ain't no singer, but praise God, I love these words. So when my life work has ended, and I cross the swelling tide, when the bright and glorious morning I shall see, I shall know my Redeemer when I reach the other side, and His smile will be the first to welcome me. Oh, the soul thrilling rapture when I view His blessed face, and the luster of His kindly beaming eye, how my full heart will praise Him for the mercy, love, and grace that prepare me for a mansion in the sky. Oh, the dear ones in glory, that how they beckon me to come, and our parting at the river I recall. To the sweet vales of Eden they will sing my welcome home, but I long to meet my Savior first of all. Through the gates of the city in a robe of spotless white, He will lead me where no tears will ever fall. In the glad song of ages, I shall mingle with delight. But I long to meet my Savior first of all. Amen. Glory to God. That's what I'm talking about. I pray God, when we look upon His face, when we see where He brought us from, where He's taking us through, and what we get to be partakers in. Amen. One day we'll stroll in the city. Praise God. We'll march up to the gates one day in a little while. Glory. Boy, she knew what she was singing about. Amen. Can you imagine? Glory be God. We stroll into that. We come through those pearly gates, and there's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. We get to see Him. We get to see His face. Praise God. We get to see Him. Glory to God. Amen. And He says, where would you like to live? So I said, I've been preparing some places. He's a mansion over here. And he's a house over there. Oh, look at this one. Oh, wow. How splendid. How great those places He's going to prepare for those prepared for those places. But you know what I want to see, praise God? I say, Lord, let me have, He said, what street do you want on? Where do you want to live? I said, Lord, I want to live on a street with a window and a balcony, praise God, where I can look out and I can see You coming and I can see You going and I can look upon Your face. Amen. That's what I want to see. I want to see my Savior, praise God, all the days of my life. Amen. Praise God. I don't want to ever be without my Savior again because He come to save me. Amen. I don't want to be around nowhere else. I want to be with my Lord. Praise God. I'd like to live next door to Him. Amen. I'd like to have a place where I can see Him. Amen. Amen. I can see His, and I can just imagine He takes me down through there, and I see His face, and all of a sudden I'm seeing the splendor of glory, and I'm taking it all in. You're taking it all in. It's hard to imagine. It's hard to compare. Hard to comprehend. And all of a sudden you reach up, and there's a hand reaches down, gets a hold of yours. Amen. And about that time you realize that it ain't just any hand. Amen. Glory be to God. But it's the hand of the Savior, praise God. Lord Jesus done come to where you are. He reached down, He took you by the hand, glory to God. One of the most magnificent things about that place will be when Jesus takes you by the hand, glory to God. Amen. You look up and there's that magnificent nail-pierced hand. Man, can you imagine that? Brother Rex just reaches down and takes you by the hand. Just pulls you unto Himself. I mean, I guarantee you won't hesitate. I guarantee you won't pull back. I guarantee you won't flinch. Boy, when he reaches down, takes you by the hand, when he starts to push, praise God, you'll fly into his arms. Amen. Glory be to God. You'll love him, praise God. You'll hold him. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. You'll hold him. You'd be ashamed if you was on earth. Amen. But up there, you won't be ashamed. Glory be to God. You'll be in that place. Amen. Glory. Where that tree of life is. Amen. He'll give life. Praise God. All come. And he said, they shall see his face. Well, what a thing it's going to be when we see his face. And we go to passing through. Amen. The things that we see, praise God, the magnificence that we see, the precious things that God's bestowed upon us. Amen. As we pull up on the shore and realize it's the shore of heaven. Amen. It's not just any shore. I've been down at lakes and stuff, and I've got out, praise God, and pulled up on shore and not really sure where I was at. Amen. But praise God, when we pull up on the shores of heaven, glory be to God, we're going to know we're there. My, it's going to, amen. When he reaches and gets it by the hand, praise God, we're going to know whose hand it is, amen, that's got a hold of us. You know what? I know whose hand it is now. When Jesus reaches down and gets a hold of me, praise God, I know whose hand that is. That's the hand of my Savior. I can just imagine. Miss Doris, we have problems in this world, these old allergies and things that we breathe. But praise God, one day we'll get up there and we'll take in that new air. And we'll realize, praise God, it's celestial air. Amen, glory to God. It's like nothing we've ever breathed before. Amen. It's air, it's fresh air from the throne of grace, praise God. That breeze that we felt down here every now and then. Glory be to God, it'll be blowing all the time up there. Amen. Imagine it. Can you picture it? Praise God. We see these things begin to place. Amen. All the tempest that's here, all the trials that's here, all the anxiety that's here. Amen. We pull up on the shores of heaven and all will be calm. Amen. Just think about it. Now you're sitting here right now and you're thinking, well, now I've got tomorrow, I've got to do this, and I've got to do, and I'm trying to listen to the preacher, and the my wife's going to give me a fit. And I'm, amen. But praise God. Amen. Oh, me. Amen. Help me, fellas. We're outnumbered. Yeah. Amen. But praise God, when we pull up on the shores of heaven, glory be God, all the tempests be gone, and there'll be a perfect calm. Amen. There won't be no fret, no worry, no tempest up there. Praise God, it'll be a perfect calmness. Amen. We won't have the jitters up there. There'll be a calmness, praise God. There'll be something that overshadows, glory be to God. It'll be like we've never felt before. Why? Because God's Word tells us it'll be that way when we pull up on another shore. Amen. Praise God. It'll be like us going to sleep here. Amen. And waking up over there. Can you imagine? Can you imagine these loved ones of ours that's gone to sleep here? And they've woke up over there. Glory be to God. Amen. If they could only tell you now how great that, I mean, just to go to sleep and all of a sudden wake up and praise God and you're in heaven in the presence of the Savior. Glory be to God. Perfect peace and harmony and love. Everything is perfect. Amen. Everything's perfect in heaven. Ain't you glad it is? Amen. Everything's perfect. See, a lot of times the devil gets us dissuaded and we don't think a whole lot about heaven. We don't think a whole lot about heaven. But heaven's a real place for real people where we really get to go. Amen. I don't know about you, but I'm looking forward to that place. I'm looking forward to that place called heaven. Amen. I'm looking forward there to storms to pass by. And I'm looking forward to pull up on that shore where there's perfect peace. Perfect peace. Perfect harmony. Perfect love. Perfect fellowship in heaven. Amen. And they'll all be gathered around that tree of life. Praise God. That tree of life that we know of because of wisdom and understand. Amen. That's why this blessed old book is so important. I told him at the funeral yesterday, praise God, that Bible, that B-I-B-L-E, basic instructions before leaving earth, we can't make it nowhere without it. But praise God, with it, we have a perfect roadmap to take us right on into glory. Amen. It will literally carry us, Brother Lynn, right into heaven. All we got to do is follow the roadmap. Bless His holy name. Thank God we have that today. Amen. Ain't you glad we have a promise that if we'll seek the wisdom, seek understanding from God, He gives us all the knowledge that we need to have to get us to where He is. And what a journey. Amen. For what a journey. Boy, I thank God for the trip. Don't you? Allowing us to be a part of it. Don't let the devil sidetrack you. Say, well, you know what? You got to go to church again. It's Wednesday night and everybody else is trick-or-treating, dressing up like little boogers and going out and getting candy and I've got to go to church. No, you'll say, thank God that I get to go down to the house of God, worship the Lord. Amen. Because He's got far more for me than the candy of this world. He's got peace and grace and mercy and love, praise God, that you won't find in a piece of candy unless it's Hershey's. Amen. Amen. Amen.